Lord Jesus Christ was rich, he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the nether world where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel for the 26th Sunday of Ordinary Time is very compelling. And to those of us who are listening to it, it should shake the very foundation of what we believe in regarding our relationship with our brothers and sisters, our relationship with the Lord, and our relationship with the life to come, the life after this life, eternal life. And so we are presented with this story, which is very, very familiar to us. And as a matter of fact, the theme of this story is so familiar that it becomes a hackneyed expression already, a cliche. Love the poor. We hear that very often. But today, I would encourage us to take a listen again to the unfolding of the different characters in the manner by which the Lord presented them to the Pharisees. Of course, the most obvious is the rich man. You see, heaven, God, loves the poor. That's a fact. God loves the poor. And we see that in this particular gospel today. The rich man has no name. The poor man has a name, Lazarus. In the eyes of God, when someone is named, someone is special. And that name speaks of his relationship with God. In the culture of the Jews, to have your name remembered is to immortalize your yourself. You know, that's the reason why they prefer males, because the males will perpetuate the name. And so here, Lazarus was named. The poor man was named, but not the rich man. In Latin, he's called Dives. Dives is Latin for rich man. That's his name. He's nameless. And so he's rich, and we know that he dined sumptuously, and then he dressed himself with purple fabric. Purple during that time is a very difficult dye to have, because it's very rare, and you have to be very, very rich to own purple clothing. That's the reason why purple is the color of royalty, because only kings are able to afford that. And so he dined sumptuously every day, and it's very strange. This man never noticed the poor man Lazarus. Lazarus was at his door, and he would come in and he would eat, and Lazarus, filled with sores, is hoping to catch some of the scraps that fall off the table. One scholar said that in ancient times they didn't have napkins, so what they use for napkins are bread to wipe their mouth and wipe their hands, and so they throw away the bread after it's been used, and so the dogs and someone like Lazarus will pick it up and eat it. You know, he did not notice Lazarus. In fact, the dog is even better than Dives, than the rich man, because the dog regarded and noticed the poor man Lazarus. The dog licked the sores of Lazarus. Isn't that the gesture of dogs when they take care of their young, or when they hurt themselves, they lick themselves. You know, the dog was taking care of Lazarus even better than Dives, than the rich man. And so that's the rich man for us. And certainly we need to see ourselves in the image of Dives, in the image of the rich man. You know, not to beat ourselves senselessly and say, oh, I am hopeless. No, but to awaken our senses, our awareness. You know, it is said, one of the podcasters said, if we are going to reduce the population of the entire world to 10, just 10 people for the entire world. And then he said, the people, there will be, so 10 people in the entire population of the world. It says, 6 of those people will have cars. And they will be Americans. He said, if you look at the clothing and the shelter of all of those 10 people, he said, 5 will have fine clothing and they will be Americans. If you look at the food, the quality of food, he says, 8 of those people will be eating sumptuously and they will be Americans. We are very privileged, my brothers and sisters. We have everything. We have, you know, if you're hungry, you can call DoorDash. You know, if you need a change of garment, we have plenty of malls to go to, and they're very accessible. You go to Ross, you have Dress for Less. You know. It's all accessible to us. Life is easy for us. And so in a lot of ways, we are Dives. We are the rich man in the story. Let us not get into the sin of Dives, of not noticing the poor amongst us, of not doing something. You see, this rich man, his utter disregard for Lazarus, the poor man, goes with him even in the afterlife. You know, when he was suffering and he saw Lazarus at the side of Father Abraham, his regard for Lazarus is something of a utilitarian. To use Lazarus, he says, hey, Father Abraham, ask Lazarus to dip his finger so that he can I can refresh myself here in this torment of flames. Disregard for Lazarus, it continues. And so let's not commit that sin of forgetfulness. We need to do something concrete with our brothers and sisters who are poor. And doing something concrete is not just praying that they might get well, that they might get lucky. No, we need to do something concrete. And in the Catholic Church, our tradition gives us, you know, the seven works of mercy, the corporal works of mercy, you know, feeding the poor, giving a drink to those who are thirsty, visiting those in prison, etc., etc. Seven of them, you know, if you forget, just Google, you know, the seven corporal works of mercy. That's the concrete ways by which we regard and take care of the poor. We don't have to be Mother Teresa. If you're Mother Teresa, if that is given to you as an inspiration, well and good. But not all of us are Mother Teresa. But the fact remains, we need to do something because we are rich in many, many ways compared with the rest of the world. And then there's Lazarus, the poor man in the story. And so we behold his story and just hanging out in at the entrance of the rich man and asking for scraps and wanting to be noticed in his poverty. And then he died. And then he died and then went to the abode of the dead. Mind you, Lazarus was not in heaven. He's in Sheol. Sheol is the abode of the dead. And in Sheol, Sheol has two departments, so to speak. One is the abode of Abraham, where the souls are consoled, the righteous souls are consoled. Why did the church say he's not in heaven? Because he is not seeing God yet. He is in the bosom of Abraham. To be in heaven is to be with God. To be in heaven is to see God. And so he is in Sheol, and if there be any suffering in Sheol, it is the fact that they don't see God yet. This, my friends, is the heart of the teaching of purgatory. Sheol, the abode of the dead, where the righteous people are comforted, and yet they continue to suffer because they long to see God. It is denied them. They will eventually see God. Sheol, the bosom of Abraham, was the place where Jesus descended on Holy Saturday to preach to the souls there. You know, when we say he descended to hell, you know, that's a difficult translation. He actually descended into the bosom of Abraham to preach to the people like this man, Lazarus, to bring them to heaven, finally. Okay, so he was there. You see, the poor is being comforted in the bosom of Abraham. And now we have the... Now who is Lazarus? Who are the poor in the kingdom of God? Well, obviously, the poor are the ones who have no financial means. The poor are the ones who have no economic stability, no financial stability. They depend on many things to support themselves and to maintain their lives. But let us not forget that poverty is not only about economic poverty. Poverty in the scripture also means the spirit of the anawim. That's Hebrew for the poor. And who are the anawims of the scriptures? These are the men and women who place their security not on the material things of this world, but to God. God is their heritage. They place all of their trust in God who loves them. So these are the poor. And a lot of us here who lean on God for our security, not in our material wealth, but to God alone, who is our portion and cup, we too are poor. And so, what is this saying to us? Well, keep the spirit of poverty and continue with our devotion to the sacramental life and loving each other the way God inspires us to love. And so the poor man now, seeing Lazarus, requested that Lazarus dip his fingers in cool water to satisfy his thirst. But Abraham said, "Oh, but there's a great distance between us. There's a chasm so that anyone here could not go there and anyone from there could not go up." And so now, Davis thought of another request. And he said, "Oh, Father Abraham, I have five brothers. Can you send someone to go and preach to them so that they will not end up where I am in this torment of flames? I have five brothers. Tell them. Go, send someone to tell them." And what was the answer of Abraham? "They have Moses and the prophets. That is enough for them to avoid your circumstances, to avoid your judgment." The question is, are we those brothers and sisters of the rich man? Are we his brothers and sisters who are needing to be warned so that we will not end up in the destiny of Davis, of the rich man? The answer of Abraham was very telling. They have Moses. They have the prophets. That will be enough for them. Are we listening to Moses and the prophets? Moses and the prophets is code for the Old Testament. How much knowledge do we have of the scriptures? How much knowledge do we have of the Old Covenant? These are the prophets and Moses speaking to us of the kingdom of God. And then Davis continues, "Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead would rise and speak to them, they will believe." Abraham sadly said, no. If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, even someone from the dead preaching to them, they will not believe. The Old Testament, the pronouncement of Moses and the prophets prepare us for the proclamation of one who rises from the dead. Because it happened already. Someone rose from the dead to declare and to warn the people of the impending doom. Jesus rose from the dead. If we are having difficulty in understanding the words of the one who rose from the dead, the resurrected Lord, it is because we have no knowledge of the scriptures. Saint Jerome will say, "Ignorance of the scripture is ignorance of Christ." Someone rose from the dead already. Jesus, and he proclaimed the good news. He proclaimed the kingdom of God. Are we understanding the words of Jesus? My friends, all of these things are being laid out before us to shake us in our complacency. Amos in the first reading today was shaking the complacency of those in Jerusalem and in Judah. And he says, "You lie on your couch drinking from your bowls of wine and enriching yourself and entertaining yourself with improvisations on your harp. You did not notice your brothers to the north, Joseph, suffering." This is the message for all of us. To do something, and to help us, to strengthen us in our reaching out to the poor amongst us, we need to have a knowledge of the Word of God, and especially the Word of the one who rose from the dead and It is He who speaks to you today.